Okay, we're on Nun Hei Amid Beis, the top ton of abundance. Just two things. One, yesterday we talked about the Tekufot. I just saw an interesting Nun Vav Amid Beis. Thank you. I saw an interesting halacha based on the Tekufot. It's brought down in the Ramah in Yoredeya that the minhag poshut that one should not drink water at the time of the Tekufot. Right, so whenever we had the different tikkufot for each season, is it's going to be on the quarter point of the day, or the 1.5 hour of the day, the 3rd hour of the day, v'kulei. He says that it's a minhag, it's an ancient minhag that's brought down for the kadmonim. The Shach also mentions it's the Maharil brings this down, and other people bring it down. It's also when the Zohar made it into the halacha over here that one should. Just like what shaykhness is knowing the exact point of the tekufa for us, but there seems to be it's a shas hasakana, and therefore one should be careful on watching it. Lamaisa, the Taz brings this down. He explains what does the Zohar say. He said it's a tipat dam that falls baina tekufa the tekufa, whatever that means over there. He says, but the Ebene Ezra doesn't like this. He says that the only reason why they had this was in order to instill fear on the people 4 times a year at least. But Lamaise, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that on the Tekufa, we have on these calendars, they all mention one is Tekufot Shmuel, one is Tekufot Rebbe Ada. But there's a Lamaise, it's an interesting thing to be aware of on the Tekufa. Okay, last night I spoke to Rabbi Rothschild. He was in the airport going to England. He'll be back late Thursday night. And this is basically what he told me between Matzyahu and Chashmonaim. He said there'll be a little difference between Kiryat Sefer. They could be in touch with him. He said like this. He said Chashmonaim to Matzyahu is much better than Matzyahu to the Chashmonaim because their tachum is muvla into us. So from us to there, he says about to the Glenwood Shul. Okay, if you're leaving Matzyahu, you could go back to the Glenwood Shul. Chashmonaim is much, much better. It's Mughlai here. They can go about from, if you draw a line from Or HaChaim 13 to the Merkaziah, the big shul center in on State Chemed, that's about where they can go. Walk on the Tuchum. Someone has to go further. He set up an Erev Tachumim, and therefore if anybody wants to use it, therefore if Matzyahu wants to go further, he says not to the very, very end, but if they want to do it, it's basically all the Chashmonaim is open, and same thing, all the Kiryat Sefer is open for Chashmonaim, they should call him. So he gave me his phone number. His phone number is available if anybody wants it. He has the air of up, but you have to call him before you can't be just so much on it. Maybe you can be. And then he said that one should call him before he uses the air of Tachumi. What? He says he has it set up. I didn't have a chance to use it. He was going on an airplane. Whatever. He said that one who wants to be somech on it should call. So you have no problem coming here for Shabbos. Okay. If anyone wants his number, I have both his number and his cell phone with me. He also has a map. He wasn't able to hear it to me from the airport, but he'll be back on Friday. He has a map of this area. Believe that I'll try and get the map.
On the map?
Yeah, you have to square it off. That's the first thing you have to do in all these places. You square off, and when it's over here, on the angles, you really gain a lot. It's not just 2,000. He says he'd like to remeasure everything again, but he's right now these are the measurements that he did. So now we're going into a brisa on measuring the angles again. If you have your Sefer Masechet Erevin, it's very kedai. It really makes life easier over here. So I'm just going to open up just to learn the figures. It's picture number 203 we're going to be starting with. Son of a bonim. Hamarabeya et ha'ir. When you want to square off the city, most cities are not square unless you have really good urban planning. I mean, maybe you do also. I don't know, Matzyahu is not square. Okay, so first thing you have to do is you have to square it off. And we already learned yesterday that you square it off according to the ruchot of the olam. So the north square should be over there. So always, the northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest corner, we have a gain of much more. We have the gain of that corner from the circle to the square. First thing you do is you're marveya et ha'ir, and you osa to kamo tavla meruba. You make it like a square tablet. Just make you square it off, because we're going to make a chart over here, and this is how the Gemara is planning out cities and tachumas with this chart of tablets. So you have that tablet in the middle. So we're dealing with, Rashi mentions right on the start, a city of 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. So if you want to square it properly, we'll say it's four squares in the city. Each square is 1,000 by 1,000. That's the easiest way to work these things out. So you have a square in the middle. Now, v'choze umarabeya et ha-tachumim. Now, the tachumim, in each direction, you have the face of the city is 2,000, and you go 2,000 out. So on the north side, you have four squares. West, east, south, you have each one of them four squares. Right? If the length of the city is 2,000, and you're going out 2,000. So now you marbeya et ha-tachumim, v'yosin osa toka min tavla meruba. Ukishuhu mode. Now when you're measuring, this is going on the diagonals. Lo yindod me'emtza ha-keren alpayim ama. You don't go, and as this picture, for those of you who have it, you don't go from the corner. You don't go from the corner and just go 2,000 amas over there, and that's the end. Why is that? You're going to lose the zaviot, that blue area that we have over here. And we'll see another reason why also. Rather, you take a full cube, which is, again, 2,000. By 2,000, you put it in each corner. So the way he did it was, we could see on this bottom picture, is first he made the square over there for the tachum in each of the four directions. In the corner, you might think that the corner only goes 2,000 and you don't have to completely square it off. Nope, you go the whole 2,800. For those of you who remember your angles over here, the angle is always 1.4. from the line over there. So you're gaining in the corners. You don't lose out on the corners, you gain from the corners. That's the brisa. Let's just finish off the brisa. Nimseid ha'ir mistakeret arba meot ama lekan, v'arba meot lekan. We're going to find that the city is going to gain. Where does it gain? First, the city itself that you squared it off gains 400 amas. Again, we'll see that this is using pi. Over here, if you guys remember your pi, it goes 4 to 3, or I think it's diameter, someone help me out over here. The diameter of the circle is, you multiply it. Square of 2, thank you. Square root of it, and that's how you get it. If this is 2,000 amas going across over here, that means the square will get an extra 400 amas. Rashi will explain it all out in that corner. So we find that the city gains 400 amas lakan, or 400 amas lakan on each of the corners from squaring it off from the circle. The nitzu tachumi mistakim shmona meod ama lakan shmona meod lakan, and you find that the corner over here, instead of rounding it off when you square it off, would be 800, meaning instead of just going, each one of them is a different measurement. How we're getting, instead of going 2,000 amas and ending, we go 2,000 amas up and 2,000 amas to the right. And that's how you get your 800 amas. Lekan shmona meos lekan. Nimtzu ha'ir v'tachumi mistakim elef u'metayim lekan ve'elef metayim lekan. So you find that it will get an extra 1,200 besides the 2,000 when you're going from the corner of the roundness of the city. An extra 1,200. Okay. On that, Omer Abayim, commenting on this brisa, that's Mishchachad Lav and Matad Dahavi Atrei Alfi Atrei Alfi. This is only if the city is, or the circle, is exactly 2,000 by 2,000. But anything more than that, you'll gain more. Right? These figures that we brought down, the 400 and the 800, are for that. Really, the truth is, the 800 that you'll gain from the Tachum is static. Why is that?
It was the 2000 is static.
The 2000 is static. Since the 2000 is static and the angle from the diagonal from this the circle always goes out, you always have from 2000 it gives an extra 800, a 1.4 ratio to make the square. Unless the city, again, by saying only in a city that's perfectly 2,000 by 2,000 circle, but if it's a rectangle or if it's any other type of shape that's not a perfect square and not a perfect circle, again, the 400 amos will be moved and the other one will stay static. For example, if the city is 3,000, then the keren of the ear, you missed the keren of the ear, 600. And again, the angle for the tachom would be 800. Therefore, in that case, you'd gain 1,400 amos. But the thing is that you gain amos on the corner. So again, if someone is lost or they're in a town that doesn't, they don't know where the tachom is, and you know where the north is, you square off the city to the north, you gain that corner of the square. And if you have to walk to the northeast, you should know that you have much more than 2,000. As we discussed, to count the if you don't have the tachum, you can take 2,000 easy walking steps, because a foot is about a half a amma, and when you take a step, it's usually a foot plus a foot, that you're walking a foot each time, an easy walking step. So you could go into the northeast corner, if you have it clear, 2,800, plus a little bit extra from when the squaring off. Okay, Rashi now is a Richus, and he's going to explain basically what we explained outside in much more detail. Well, not say detail. Hamarbeya ear, we're talking about in a gula, in round city, when you square it off, you make it into a square tablet. Later on we're going to establish what Abaya said, it's 2,000 by 2,000. Also the tachum, you make it squares of 2,000 by 2,000 in the north, south, east, west. We learn that the ear on the face of the tachum is 2,000. Now that we say that you go back and you square off the tachum, it's all squares over here of 2,000 by 2,000. Okay. The calculations are going to get a little bit more in the next case, so it's clear. And when you measure from the corners. Right from the corner. You don't go from the corner, because you're going to find the tenation mafsid et azaviot. You will lose out on the zaviot. Meaning what Rashi is going to explain now in an elaboration of mathematics. If I would have gone 2,000 in this direction, okay, you're going to find then that if this is 2,000 over here, the line over here is going to be much, much less. It's going to come out to being, if you measure 2,000, that means the corner over here. Meaning we make the corner over here at 2,000, then the tachum is going to be much less. It's going to come out to be 1,428, according to the mathematics. So again, if we make this 2,000 and follow along, it's fine. If we make the tachum here 2,000 and we make the square along the 2,000, we're going to find that the tachum on the north, south, east, west side will be much less than 1,428, is what Rashi's explaining over here. L'chol keren, mitnisha mafsid ezavid, l'chol keren, the keren, mafsid mashilachsen shel alpayim al alpayim, odif ala ribuy, the extra part, which we said is 800. Kishimoteach hachut, again, the way they're going to do it, as we're going to see elaborating in the Gemara, is you stretch out a string. That's the best way to do it. You have a string of a certain length, and you keep on stretching it out, and the Gemara will go through when you have it on a hill. We already have a little bit in the Gemara earlier, stretching out a tachum, the string. Lotim to be orach atachumim in a year b'yahalim l'chol tzad ela elef petaf chufchet amos. 1,428 amos. Okay, this is based on the klal that we're going to bring later. The diagonal of the square is 1.4, the length of the side. So if the diagonal over here is 2,000, you put the square root of it. I think that's where you put the square in over here. And that's how you get to 1,428. Okay, the opposite of the square root is multiplying it by 1.4. If you know it's 2,000, then you could get that extra aspect will be an extra 800. But if it's...
1.4 is the square root of 2.
Yeah. Thank you. Keita, how do you do it? Tenta chumim shel elef tafkof ches orach l'chol tzad keneged a year atat zorek l'seide tafle shel elef and 428. That's what it's just basically saying. If you're measuring the 2,000 from the corner, al elef tafkof ches l'chol keren l'mnot pekimoto shel orach haribur shiyu tachumim mevuvim shahar vibur peyot l'chol shofti shabbos v'timtza v'alachsona shel tavla mekavim kinegar achsona keren ha'ir alpaim dekai melan kol amta v'ribuya amta v'trei chumshe v'alachsona. There's your square root over there that Rashi brings down. Tavla shel elef v'tav kafket al elef v'tav kafket alachsona shela odif alpaim v'tav tav nun vav. If a person wants to work out all his mathematics, take the time. We're going to go through this Rashi quickly. Tafkof ayin beit ama pachude dalid chumshim tana al elef tafkof chet hari alpayim nintik shem modedet mi emtze keren ha'ir v'lachson alpayim kitzred tachum ve'ena ela elef tafkof chet. So you find that if you measure according to the angle, the 2,000 you're going to lose out on your whole tachum. We're not going to do this because we don't want to learn lose out in the corners. You need to measure alpayim. Meaning you measure the 2,000 out to the north, south, east, west, and then you take the string and just attach them and gain that whole corner. We want to make sure that it's 1,000 amah clear going on. The ketzah, ten alpayim tafkon kineged a yearly arba ruchoteya. You do the 1,000, the 2,000 kineged the whole year according to the north, south, east, west. Tinsa pagimad alpayim al alpayim lachol keren. You'll find that on the corners you'll have a problem. The diamond atzarik limtoach achut kamin gem. You make the right angle over there. La hashvot tachum yakara nod letachum yair. Tipsa lachol keren tavla shel alpayim al alpayim mekavin alaksanya kineged alaksona keren ha'ir umi alaksana alpayim v'taf taf. You find you get 2,800 on the corner. Amma. Shekach ola chesvan de dalet alafim tachumim lechet meot amma. Well, that's how it works out. Lefichach habalim do tachum ya'ir. Therefore, someone who wants to measure tachum of the year, mavi tavla. Bring the square plates. Therefore, you put a full square of 2,000 on 2,000 on the angle. Therefore, on the angle, you measure 2,800. Therefore, you measure it out. So again, this whole Gemara was letting you know how we get that extra 1,200 amas when you have a round city, even though it's 2,000 north, south, east, west, to the corner you gain an extra 1,200 instead of doing it directly from the edge of the city. Since we round off first, we square off first the city and you gain 400, then we square off the corner of the Erev Tachum, of the Tachum, and you get an extra 800. So again, where's the Nafkamina? If you are in a place and you're not sure exactly where you are, in the northeast corner of the city is another town that you want to get to, you have a little bit more room to work with on that. Okay. Adka. That was Tachum. We have one more case. It's not really Tachum. This is going to take us to the Mishnah. We're going to, now that we mentioned all the things on Tachum, there's another sugya in the Torah very similar to making a Tachum for a city. And that's the cities that were given to the ladies, right? The cities are given to the lady. They get 2,000 amos outside the city. 1,000. So, for example, you have a city, and the city is giving to the Levium, right? The city, all cities have 1,000 amos around it, and the Levium were given a sachkol of 2,000. Okay, meaning it's the same, very similar to our case of the 2,000 of the Tachum, is the 2,000 that the Levium get for their city. It was in last week's parsha. Tanya, Omer Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Yossi, Tachum are Levium. The Tachum that the Levium get outside the city for their usage, but they didn't get a Nakla in Eretz Israel, but they got the farming space of these cities, is Alpayim Amah. It's 2,000. Seimahem Elef Amah Migrash. Since every city automatically has 1,000 Amahs that we don't plant, and it's for the beauty of the city, and we don't plant crops on it. So the Levium are giving 2,000. Take from it 1,000 for the Migrash. Nitsa Migrash Revia. We find that the Migrash is a quarter of the land. Now this is going to be a Tzarech Iyun of the Gemara. How do you get a quarter if it's 1,000? They're Shar Sadot Rekwamim. And the leftovers is Sadot Rekwamim. It's what the Levium can plant. Adkan the Vraisa. Okay, so again, the Vraisa says the 2,000 of the Levium, you take off 1,000 for the Migrash, which is a quarter, and the rest the Levium can use. Manahani Mili, where do you know that you have 1,000 to take off? On the Rava, the Yom Ekvar, it says, Mekira Ir Behutza, Techutza, Elefama. From the outside of the wall of the city, and onward is 1,000 Amas Saviv. Amar Torah Savei, that I Ir Be'elef. You surround the city exactly with 1,000. Okay. Now, back to the Bryce. So the Bryce said, Nitsa Migrash Revia. We find that the Migrash is now a quarter of what? I mean, it doesn't make sense over here. Revia. It's Palgahavi. It's half. If we're giving the Levium 2,000, we took 1,000 off for the Migrash, it should become half. That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give four answers on this. A lot of mathematics going on in how to make a quarter into half. Right? Remember when you're in geometry, they teach you that, you know, 1.9 is really 2? Famous, remember they prove things in geometry that, always losing out something. So here we're gonna, we have a geometrical problem over here, a fundamental problem from a pricer. The Gemara is going to give four answers on it. See Rashi on the pricer. Nitsa Migrash Revia, Lekama Mefarsh. Well, sorry, before that. Did I do these Rashi's words? Nitsa Ha'im is the carrot, but Mashe. Just explaining how we're mistak here from the city 400, that's Shmona Meod L'chol Karen. Okay. Tzei Mahem Savi Fa'ir Elef Amma, because we have to subtract 1,000 Amma the Migrash She'ein Notim V'lo Zorim Misham Ele Manikam Oto L'Noya Yer. You have the 1,000 that goes around the city. The beautification of the city is that you don't have plantings going on around it. Kedin Karbin V'Avachi Karvia, the expanse of the city. Nitzim Migrash Revia L'Kama Meforsh. Later on, we're going to explain it, which is exactly what we're going to do now, is explain how do you get the quarter. The Ashar. Shar Tachum Sadot Ekvamim Chutz L'Techom Tachum Lo Hayelam Klum. Anything less, Chutz L'Techom, that's what we're going to have. Mahani Mile, the Mikvash Elef Amma, that's 1,000. Mekiriya Reisha Dikvar O Mekar Shei Hayom Asher Tidnu L'Leviya. From that, you take out 1,000. Okay. The first teretz is, and I think we're just going to cover the first teretz today. The Rav will be back for the other teretzim for the Mishnah. Omer Rava, for Ada Misucha, Rashi says Misucha is the Mitzayin Tachum Ya'ir, the surveyor. He tzavali. He explained it to me. Meaning, this was a problem. This fire, they didn't understand how you get a quarter. So he went to the surveyors of the city. He explained to me, how do we get this quarter mark? Let's first establish the city is 2,000 by 2,000. So the tachum kamahavya. How do you have the tachum? Now remember, the face of the city is 2,000. So we're going to break it up into blocks of 1,000. So really, if the city is by 2,000 by 2,000, you're going to have a block of 4 of the city. 4,000 marks. 1,000, another 1,000, 4. If you look at the picture on page 204, we'll do it like this. Here's the city. We're going to break up the city's each tavla into quarters. So it's, that will be 1,000. That makes 2,000. So the face is 2,000. 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. So there's 4 1,000 tavlas in this picture. So first, you make the mati davi tre alfi a tre alfi. Tachum, kamahavi, sheitzar. Be 16. How do you get it? Again, you go to the north, south, east, west. Each one of them is 2,000 by 2,000, which makes blocks of 4. Block of 4 1,000s. There's 4 of them times 4. There's the 16. The karanot, kamahavya. And what about the corners? Since we already established that you square off the corners in the first case, we do the same things for the ledim. It's the same dinim. Sheetzar. Again, the 4 corners. Each one gets a 2,000 by a 2,000. When you square it off from the tavlas of 1,000, you have 16, 16. So how much do you find completely around the city of 4? You find 32. Okay, now dal. Now we're going to separate the tachum. Okay? Dal tamya le tachumim. The arba le karnot. Okay? Why do you get dalits? Again, the 1,000 in each direction, which would be the brown picture over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8. And the corners each get 1,000 by 1,000. 8 plus 4 is 12. So we find the whole picture is 32. The mikvash is 12. So we find Shitzar Dal Tamiya de Tachum in the Arba de Karnot Kama Havi Tracer. Nitsa Migwash. Also on that, Nitsa Migwash Mavia, it's Tevei Metalta. 12 into 32 is much more than a third. So it doesn't work out. How did we get that the Migwash is a quarter? Nino. Aiti Arba de Mata, bring the 4 of the city. Shadi Alayo, and bring it to the whole big picture, that there's 36 now, and there's minus the 12 of the Miglash. Akati Tiltahavi. Still, you're left only with a third. How did we get this quarter? So we say, Mi Tzvar Bibibua Kamar? Is it that the city was a Ribua? No, the Igula Kamar. It's an Igula. This picture over here. Now we're going to have a little bit more. And now here's the Chiddush din. We would think, just like with the Tachum of the Levim, when they're giving 2,000, just like the Tachum of a regular city, we square off, right? First we square off the city, and then you go 2,000 in the directions, and you get that big Migvash. That's the same din for the Ari Levim. The difference over here is the Migvash. The Migvash we don't square off. If you have a circle, then the mikvash goes out 1,000 in every direction. Once you have that, we're gaining now more land for that's not part of the mikvash, and we'll go towards the land for the Levim. Kama miruba yeta ala ego. How much more is a square over a circle? That's where we apply the pi over here. Levim, it comes out to be a quarter more be'erich. Right? The Gemara over here is Be'erek. It's not going to the exact things that the Mefarshim explained. So now, Dal Revia Minayu. If we started with 12 of the Tachum, and that was the 12 of the Mikvash, and we found that it's not a square, it's a circle, and a square is a quarter more, or Revia more, which actually comes out to a third. It's 4 to 3 ratio. Pashulahu Tesha. This, which was originally 12 in a circle, is 9. Now that we have 9, and the whole thing now is 36, because we had 32, we got a few more over there, it comes out to the 36. There you have your quarter. So it works it out. So again, the Chiddush din over here is, again, the Ari Levium get the same Tachum as the Tachumim of a regular city, and the Mikvash that we measure, the 1,000 around the city, is exactly to the contours of the wall of the city. So we could find a case where the Levium, that the even though they get 2,000 and the Mikvash is 1,000, we can find that the 1,000, the Mikvash, is only a quarter of the what the Levium get. Vashi. And there's going to be three more tzibutzim to this, which we'll see tomorrow. Vashi, Tachumi, Kama, Havi, Shitzar, Shitzar. Yud, Vavavavoyim, Shel, Elef, Ala, Elef, Yish, Bane, Keter, Alfayim, Alfayim. First you go up and down. Hari Dalad, first you do the four directions. Now you do the corners. Tachumi Karno, Shal Tachumi Nami Shitzo Ninho. Shari Lachol Karen Yish Tabla Shal Alpaim Alpaim. Get them reports there, like we explained them again. Dal, let's sort the Mikvash. You set, you subtract. Shmona to Tachumi with that. Arba meod l'tachumim, v'dalad l'karnot. Daha amres savei v'ra'ir be'elef. You surround the city by 1,000. Hari l'chol tachum alfayim alafim alpnei ha'ir bi'orach b'rocha v'elef l'halan min ha'ir be'kevin shenata l'elef b'litat mikvash l'dalad ruchot etzorech ata l'tein l'chol keren etav l'shol elef alav. That's the havamina that we're doing over here. Ha'arba amin ha'karnot l'mikvash. Hatreitz of the tzarik migrash kulam elef al elef. Nitsa migrash revira. Hit me, that's a question. How could it be a quarter? Atiyar, but the matah shadi al elef, the taltin, the train, the havi lahu, taltin. Comes now to be a taltin vishit, 36. The hagi the tani migrash revira, kulam milta kai, revira, a cheshbon, a kula shala ear, the tachomim the karno. So we answer Tama. How much more is a square on a circle, Revia? It's a quarter on the outside, not on the inside. Dal Revia Minayo. At Ad Chashavet Pi'ir, Mivuvad Vi'avadet Mikvash Saviv and Nami Bibibua. You thought that the city is square and you also make the Mikvash around it in the square. Lafika, Halacheshbon, Ayir, Mikvash, Dal Alafim, Dal Alafim, Mivuvim, Shehim Yudvav, Revim Shal Elef. Al elef mehemi gimel chalakim lemigvash dahenu treisar vechelak haravii liir vi'ana b'matei agulasa. We're really dealing with the circle city. Askina kidemakiminan lekaman umikom makom anu masif umaleya letet leviim rivua imar v'konatina v'tachonim alpaim lekol vua. Even though it's a circle, just like with a tachum, we give the leviim the full squaring off of the land. Hari chelak alavim is taka kol vav alafim. Shem talsin v'shit revim shel elef al elef. Ve'ir v'emtsiim agula alpayim. It's 2,000 in the middle. Migvash etzaviv la elef rochov nitsa ha'ir migvash dal alafim al dal alafim. Agulim. It has to go the circle. V'imhaya dal al dal ad mivuvim ha'vi shitzar hashta. The aguli medal revia havi treso miem gimel chalakin lemigvash revia liir da havi lahu. Now it's tet migvashim v'tet metaltin v'sheit panim leviim revia havi. And that's how we get the 36. Why should explain? That's what we said on the inside. So again, the tinim of the ear iri leviim. We give the iri leviim exactly the way we do the tachumim for any other city of walking. They get all the corners, but the Mikvash itself is only a circle going around and it's a corner to the city. Therefore, we can find a case where exactly the circle is 2,000 amos, that the Mikvash will be one quarter of the Tachum.